Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. My name is Sam Manish. I am a senior from UH Digital Media. What I really wanted to discuss today is how you can really use social media to your advantage. The biggest problem that a lot of people run into is what should they post or how should they approach their social media content for either their viewers or their potential clients or even their potential employers. First question you really got to ask yourself is, you know, what is it that you're trying to get out of these platforms? What is it that you're trying to really get for yourself? Is it a possible position in a certain company? Is it a possible following? Are you trying to get your brand name out there? What is it that you're looking for? And what is your goal for this social media? Once you find out what you exactly are trying to get from these platforms, then you can start to strategize what sort of contents could you exactly be posting to really get that goal. So say now you know what you're trying to get out of these platforms. Say now you are really just trying to get your brand name out there to show your potential employers that you're an excellent choice for their company. What you can begin to do is show your work. That's, you know, the most obvious, and really just show how much you can really put and bring to the table. So for example, you can show all the work that you've been working on, all your past projects that you've did and that you're really proud of. So if there's something that you're not exactly proud of, you don't exactly have to post it. Really highlight what makes you different from anyone else and really show that in your work. Show it in your work where people can see this is the style that you have and this is what you can do to really highlight their company. Say there isn't that many projects or a lot of work that you're proud of that you would like to show. So once you kind of have those already shown on there, what else you could do is show the progress that you are having with your current projects or the progress of works that you're having right now. And that's something that really can also connect with your viewers as well. For anyone else that is trying to connect with your platform, they can really see the personality and the efforts that you're putting into your work. I personally always like to look at people's work and be like, well, that's amazing. You know, you've come so far. And I always think that maybe the journey was really easy, but whenever you show how much work you put in there and how much effort you really put in there, you can show people like me and everyone else that's looking at you to say that, no, there was a lot of effort and then a lot of hard work that was put into this. And that way we can see how far you've come in your journey. For example, I was actually looking at a YouTube account recently, and this person had amazing content, exactly what I'm looking for and exactly what I'm trying to see and view all the time to kind of keep me on track. And a video that this person had was, this is what I'm struggling with right now. And that was such an honest video to see and such an honest way to really capture my attention and show me how much that this person is putting in, how much effort that they are putting in to make these contents the way that they are and what they're working on personally in their personal lives. Seeing videos like that really helps me connect with the person that is creating this content. It really helps me connect and see that, no, there is a lot of work and a lot of effort that they're putting in, and that this journey that they're having is not the way that it seems, that it's not all perfect and it's not all going easy. And whenever you see the outcome that they have and the results that they have, and they tell you and show you that, no, there is going to be struggles and there is going to be some events and occurrences that are going to set you back, that helps me in person, that helps me as an audience member, and that helps me as someone that would want to follow you, because then I can see how much honesty you put in your work and how much faith you give me for continuing in my position as well. Some other ideas is you could even also have posts or content that shows the progress of it. So you can show the side where you're struggling and what you're struggling with, and maybe some people might even reach out to you and help you out in that sort of area. You can also show people how much progress there is and when they can look forward to seeing your finished work. So you can build this sort of anticipation with, look, this product's about to come out and this is where it is, and it's coming up really soon. Another way to really use your platforms and understand how you would like to grow your platforms is, well, what sort of audience are you trying to reach out to? So if you're trying to really work on the employers and really get the employers' attention, you really should try to reach out to them by following them, by keeping up with their work as well, and kind of be the audience that is keeping up with their work and connect with them and show them how much you are interested in what they're doing. So not only try to get your name and your work out there, but also connect with the other companies that you are preferably looking at, and connect with them and show them how much you love their work and how much you appreciate the work that they're putting in. That way you can really have a balance between how much you're trying to show yourself and how much you're trying to support other people as well. That helps you connect with everyone as well. So not only try to connect with your potential companies or potential employees or employers, connect with your audience as well. And also keep in mind that you should really connect with the audience that is supporting you just as much as you would like to support them. That leads me into the final topic that I really wanted to discuss with you, and that is connect with the people that are there for you and that are showing the support and the love and attention that your work deserves, just like you would do the same for them. Don't try to accept everyone's opinions and everyone's works. There's going to be people out there that are not going to be so nice, and people out there that are going to give you harsh criticisms. And if it's something that is really useful to your work, go ahead and use it. You know, take it to your advantage and help, you know, use that to help you grow. But if it's something that is not exactly nice and there is no potential purpose behind those words, you know, to just let it go and also use that as an opportunity to help you become stronger in your personality and in your life. When you learn to really forget about all the negatives and all the bad things that happen and really focus your attention on what is going on that is positive and what gets you going and what keeps you going forward, focus on those attentions and you will really see the progress happening a lot faster. Of course, it is a lot easier said than done. There is going to be a lot of progress and a lot of setbacks to this sort of way of thinking, of really trying to focus on the positive and forget about the negative. A lot of people have dealt with this, and the most successful people obviously are the ones that have mastered this concept of only focusing on the positive. And if you really want to be at the same position, if you want to get to the same level, it is that idea of make sure that you are always staying on the task that you're having and also focusing on the positivities and all the good vibes that you are receiving. And also make sure to give that vibes and all those good positivity back. Support the people that support you and keep the loving people in your life close to you and give them the love and appreciation that they are giving you. So without further ado, I really hope that information helped you or even reminded you of what you're trying to do with your social media platforms. Obviously, this information is something that has to be continuously repeated to always remind all of us that what we're doing, you know, what is it that we're trying to do and how can we try to get rid of these conflicts or these setbacks in our careers. If you would ever like to reach me, you can contact me on my email, phone, or social media, and I would love to get back with you and we can start something new or do an interesting project or discuss anything that you would like. I hope you have an awesome week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.